The following show has paid WGCH a broadcasting fee, and the opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio.
Good morning. This is Hillary Phillips, Healthy Hillary, and I'm with Amy Rosen, cooking coach, and she's a birthday party specialist and Cupcake Wars, chopped style party, chocolate making, molding, pizza making, Amy Rosen, and now contributor, a chef and contributor to the Jewish Journey Haggadah, right?
Yes, I
got that
am.
Right. And her name, the author of that, is Adina Berkowitz. The whole book is on prayers for Passover, and tomorrow is Passover, right?
Tomorrow starts Passover, okay. And it's the it's the whole story about Passover. And what Adina did, the author of the book, is she made it modern for anyone to read, for Jewish people, for non-Jewish people, really to include everyone from mm-hmm. children up to, you know, grandparents to read
that's
the book.
That's so nice. So this is a book of prayers.
It's prayers. There's stories in there. There's my recipes. There's songs in there.
That's amazing. I can't wait to read this. You know, I'm excited about this. This is really interesting.
You know, it's nice to share what we have in our hearts, and we want to share with other people. So that's what I wanted to do with my recipes is
yes.
share what I had. So,
and the last time you were on, we did really awesome. I don't know if you remember this, Bob, but she brought really great little. What were they?
They were like
potato balls.
Sweet potato balls, and we made them with panko.
Panko crumbs.
Bread crumbs, which for Passover, you know, we're not allowed to eat bread, so it wouldn't be for that. But that was just like good, like fun snacks for our kids.
Now, what aren't you allowed to eat at Passover? That's a good question. Well, I don't even know that.
Well, there's a lot, but the main part is, mm-hmm. I think what people know is that we don't eat any bread.
Okay.
So this bread is unleavened. So that's what matzah is. So
okay.
We eat matzah. We don't eat any bread, and you know, depending on what part of the world you're from, you know, some people eat rice, some people don't. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, depending where you are in the world on that. So it's good. For 8 days, you eliminate bread, and you can do, with my recipes, you can do lots of yummy things with it.
That's great.
Like I make one of my recipes is banana bread, but instead of using flour, I use matzo meal.
I've never had it. I bet it's delicious.
You wouldn't even be able to tell. There's
I don't think
bananas
you would,
in
right?
it. No.
And is it healthier?
Is it healthier? For the week, it's healthier. There's bananas in it and chocolate chips. So all that stuff is good. So
yes.
Everything in moderation.
I'm on Weight Watchers, and there's a whole really nice, I might have to give it to Bob. I have chocolate matzahs. Sitting there waiting for me.
Oh, that's
which I'm really excited about.
That's in the
shouldn't
in
count, the, right?
No, and no. If you eat it standing
it
up,
be
that
zero I'll, points because it's Passover, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's my matzah brittle, which is one of the 11 recipes that are in the book.
Wow.
And
so one of the recipes, everybody, is matzah brittle. So whether you're Jewish, Christian, this holiday, this is a very beautiful. I love these prayers. I'm looking at it now.
And then you could, the wonderful thing that she did is that she made it so you could read it, even if it's in transliterized, so that you could read it, the Hebrew, but with English words. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? So it made it easy for anyone to sit down at the Passover table. And that's a very big thing when we mm-hmm. have our Seders, you know, tomorrow night and Saturday night, is that everyone is welcome. Like, that's like a very big thing.
That's really nice. So tomorrow is a Seder.
Tomorrow's
so
a Seder.
Now what do they serve tomorrow night generally?
Well, usually there's gefilte fish, and then there's soup, and there's matzo balls, which I put in the mm-hmm. in there, not your mother's matzo balls.
Now what's not your mother's matzo balls? So it's something different, right?
It's different. So usually matzo balls are very big, thick, and dense. So mine are lighter, and what I put, what makes it not traditional is I add kosher for Passover vodka to it. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so it adds like another level of flavor. So,
and then the
delicious.
Matzo balls aren't huge.
No, no, no.
Right? But
yeah.
Although I have to tell you, I like those.
You like
know?
The big
I mean,
ones?
Who wouldn't like a matzo ball, right?
No, they're all good.
They're all good.
They're all good.
You know who has good matzo ball soup is Porchester Diner right down the road here. Oh. They have amazing matzo ball soup.
Well, there you go.
You know?
All right.
I don't have a lot to compare to. But,
well, you'll have to taste mine someday.
I'm excited about that. We have to
do a whole Passover thing.
Yes. And so you're going to dinner. Is there a time they serve it?
We do everything at sundown, and you go through the whole prayer book, and so there's different courses. So you have hard-boiled eggs and then you have the soup and the matzo balls, and then you have the dinner. And like one of the recipes that I have in there is chicken rondelles. And what I do is pound the chicken, and then I make the mixture for the inside with pecans and apricots and onions. I roll that, and then instead of putting it in breadcrumbs, which I would do other times of the year, I roll this in egg and matzo meal. So you substitute, all the matzah, and it's many different
forms.
And
it's called chicken rondelet.
Chicken rondelet.
And that's in the back part of the book. Now, if you're out and about and you want to be a modern Passover chef,
yes,
then you should pick up this book. And the whole point of a holiday that's spiritual and is to be, to say the prayers and to meet with your heart, right? So that you are really feeling happening. So it's not about just the food. It's about the whole thing.
Well, I think it starts being thankful for your whole family together. Mm-hmm. Like one of my sons is coming down from college. So like that just makes it so much better. And having the family together, sharing the stories. And I feel like that's how it goes on, by sharing our stories from thousands of years ago up until now. So
nice. And the kids must really enjoy the traditions, right?
Yes. They like it, and they all have their specific things that they like to eat and whatnot. So it's a good thing, and it's my pleasure to do.
So the book, if you're just tuning in, The Jewish Journey Haggadah.
Yep.
And the author is
Adina Berkowitz.
And Adina's going to be calling in, I think.
Maybe. I know.
She might be calling in. She's on her way where?
To China. So she's
amazing.
Yeah, she's a wonderful person. She's started her congregation here on the Upper West Side. She's written other books. She is a therapist, and she's just like, to listen to her, she's just a fountain of knowledge. So she's really knows about her religion. So it's fantastic. So.
Well,
it's
actually,
good.
And Pastor Glenn just got a text, and he said, I sent him the book this morning. Pastor Glenn is my pastor at Harvest Time, and they actually have a Messianic service on Friday nights there, and then they have a regular service on Sundays. But he just said, say a Passover prayer for me.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah. So
yay.
I'll have you do that.
I totally will. Wait, I want to tell you one fun fact about this book, the Haggadah, that it's on Amazon's bestseller list.
The Haggadah is on Amazon's bestseller list right now.
Yeah, so it's a hot book.
It is. It is a hot book. And you know what's so nice about a hot book being filled with prayers? I mean,
There's stories in that, there's the recipes, there's the music, our traditional songs.
Oh, that's so
Adina
nice
had
too.
It, but she had it converted to one of them has the melody to Billy Joel, one of them is a Disney song.
Oh,
so
that's
so
nice.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So it's really modern to make everyone's interest, you know what I mean? It's good.
So this is interesting. When eating vegetables, have in mind the blessing recited is also to cover the eating of the maror later in the Seder. How do you say that? According to some authorities, one should eat just under a quantity about the size of a third of an egg. Eating a larger amount would necessitate making an after blessing. So that's really cool to, there's like a purpose to the whole meal.
There's all purposes for this.
Yes.
So it's good. That's why there's so many courses, like the eggs, and then the soup, the matzo balls. So, yeah, there's different parts to it, and it's a long night, two long nights.
How long is it?
Oh, you could be there for hours. Every family does it differently. Mine's a little bit shorter. Adina, I'm sure, reads every prayer that's in the Haggadah.
So it could be a long night.
It could be a long night. So,
but if the food is good,
then it's
okay.
Worth it. So a fun thing about that it's a long night for the for the service and the dinner is we drink many glasses of wine, you know, but the kids can't drink wine. So what they can do now, she likes them to have a little sweet. So my matzo brittle, that's like a perfect thing to give them to hold them over until they get to eat the main meal and whatnot.
That's
so
great.
It's good. And wait, I just have to give a little thing about my matzah brittle. It's matzah with butter and butter or margarine for kosher people, and sugar, and then you put chocolate on it, and then different types of nuts on it. And if you can't eat the nuts, then you could do it with dried fruits. And if you don't like either of those, you could just do kosher salt. It's addictive.
I'm sure. It looks like amazing.
Heaven.
I can just tell. I was like, and you packaged it so nicely.
Well, you know, I sell it at a store close
Where?
To me in Larchmont, Larchmont Meateria. So they sell it there. So
if you want to bring a nice treat to your holiday Passover, go to Greenwich is so close to Larchmont. It's only 15 minutes. So
yeah,
they could just
easy.
Head up. And what's the store called?
Larchmont Meateria on Addison
Larchmont
Street.
Larchmont Meateria.
Yep.
And what else do they – Meateria?
Meateria.
Okay.
So it's a gourmet specialty shop.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. And then – so let's talk about this. So, we'll have to have Rabbi. Is it Rabbi?
She's a rabbinate. So she's married to a rabbi.
Okay, that's so that's what a rabbinin is, married to a rabbi. That's cool. I never knew that.
It's so good.
I'm excited about this. I can't wait. Now, so what page are your recipes on? I'm trying to find them. I'm going to give you this.
Okay,
so
wait,
that
I'm
you
gonna
have
tell
something
you.
To look at.
It's right here. Like I did my Passover chicken rondelles. We chatted about that. Sephardic Herosis, that's part of the ceremony. And I don't make it the way I grew up. Traditional people make it with apples and walnuts and wine. I make mine with dates and apples, apricots and walnuts. It's just a different – Sephardics do it differently. And Sephardic people have rice. So it depends on which – how you – you know – what side of the world you came from is how you have that. Mm-hmm. Your mother's matzo balls. Oh, I do roasted vegetables. And what I make these very pretty, eggplant, mushroom, and peppers. I roast them in the oven, and then I stack them. And then after they come out, layer them, stack them. And then I put rosemary coming out. So it's visually very pretty, too.
Cause
my name of my company is Amy Rosen Cooking by Design. Mm-hmm. So everything has to be pretty.
That's great.
I'm fussy about that. Oh, and this one, the apple pudding, what's so wonderful about that is what I've done is taken recipes that were my great-grandmother's, my grandmother's, my mother's. So my mother used to make this, but instead of doing it like she would do it in a bowl, I made mine in a molded flour dish, so it looks like a flower. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, and I've added, you know, things to it, layer of apple on the bottom, and it's
what's
like
in
a
the
pudding.
Apple pudding? Like, what do you
the
put
apple
in?
Pudding, so it's matzo farfel, so that's like matzo broken up, and eggs, and I use golden raisins, and currants and cinnamon, and mace was a big spice that my grandmother used, and nutmeg. And
it's really good.
It's heaven.
Is it hard to make?
You know, everything just takes time. You know what I mean? Cooking just takes time.
Because my little, whatever, those balls that you made.
The sweet potato balls?
Yeah, we didn't. That didn't turn out like, you know.
You know what?
But
practice
that's okay.
makes perfect.
Yes. Or you can hire you. That what? Why?
Easily.
You know, you're in Greenwich, you're having a big party. Can't, you know, call Amy and look like you are a superwoman chef, right?
I like that. Well, I do some catering, but I do private chefing. I cook for families in the morning, and I deliver it sometime in the afternoon.
Wow.
And people have it. It's very wonderful.
I want that.
No, doesn't everyone?
Today. What time? can you make healthy recipes for people? So
I make it how every family likes to eat. I have some clients that are very specific. I have other clients that say, we'll eat anything. And I do all different types of food, Indian food and healthy food and just, you know, traditional, regular American food. Mm-hmm. But everything is pretty gourmet and I get all good reviews, so I'm going to say very tasty.
So we could just book, say, oh, we want to have salmon with...
Well, you know what I do? You tell me the proteins and the vegetables mm-hmm. and the side dishes you like, and your meal's going to be one of those. We don't... You know what I mean? It's like a surprise every day you come
surprise.
Home.
Wow. Yeah. So surprise. Wow. Surprise. I like it. Right. I think my husband would love that.
Of course.
He would.
Yeah.
So we'll have to talk about that.
Yes. Should we go over any other?
Yeah.
Well, so another thing. So I took my mother's recipe and I changed that one. And like I do roasted pears in here with pomegranate juice and wine. So my mother used to make compote, which is a very old-fashioned dried fruits and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Now, instead of doing that, I simplified it and I do the poached roasted pears. So that happens to be a really new way of doing the fruit.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Hello?
Hello. We can hear you now.
Okay, we're going to put you on in just a second.
And we have, I want to get this right, Rabbinate
yeah.
Adina Berkowitz, the author of The Jewish Journey Haggadah. How are you?
All right. Good morning to you.
Good morning. We're talking about your book and the prayers and that it's the day before Passover, right? And
that's great.
I'm, you know, celebrating Easter, but I'm also celebrating Passover because we celebrate both the Old and New Testament. And I'm really excited to read the prayers for this.
Well, that's great. Well, the Haggadah is completely translated mm-hmm. into English. It's also transliterated for people who want to read along in the Hebrew but don't, you know, read or speak Hebrew. So that makes them feel a part of the community. And the idea here really is to create like a warm family feeling, no matter who's at the table, no matter what their background, mm-hmm. And no matter what stage of life they're at. So we try to design the Haggadah so that it has fun things for kids. We've got parody songs in there. If you're a Hamilton fan, there's a Passover Hamilton song. If you're a Disney fan, we've got Frozen. We've got lots of different, really some fun songs.
So you took some lyrics and put them to modern songs, which is really cool for the young
kids.
Yeah,
it's very popular out on the internet, like, people have written those songs. I was lucky to get permission, mm-hmm. and we included them. But most importantly, for purposes this morning, we have the most incredible recipes from
yes.
Chef Extraordinaire Amy Rosen. So
thank you.
Most people do not know about vodka matzo bowls.
No, I didn't until today.
Okay.
Just now.
There you go.
Oh, wait, matzo s'mores?
We didn't get to that one yet.
I didn't know about matzo s'mores.
Matzo s'mores. Yeah. The New York Times took note of that.
Yeah.
So they noticed that. So really, I'm lucky that I had a great partner in with Amy of coming up with these incredible recipes.
Yes.
And we've just been getting, thank God, raves from so many different people for, you know, of course, the spiritual and religious, not in any way to minimize the sacredness and sanctity of the holiday, but also to give it a little bit of a fun twist, because often you do have kids at the table and what I like to call the young at heart. You know, we're all kids at heart. so there's something there. But Passover is a big challenge because, especially for people who keep kosher, you have to turn over your whole kitchen. No leaven is allowed. And Amy came up with some really terrific recipes that certainly makes your mouth water. Like I said, you read the recipes, you've already gained 10 pounds.
Well, I brought her some matzo brittle, so
yeah,
it's going to taste a little
and
bit.
I have to, and I have to turn it over to Weight Watchers points, because I don't know how many points in matzo brittle. It's probably not in there.
It's probably not, but it's going to be a treat, and hopefully you'll have
excited.
Your extra points.
Yes, I have extra ones. I'm going to go run 6 miles just to eat my matzo brittle.
It will be worth it. Just like the matzo s'mores that the Times liked, you know, it's making things modern for the kids. And honestly, I feel like adults like s'mores any day of the week.
I'm looking here at the song Through the Red Sea. This is really pretty. I love the prayers. I'm going to read a lot of the prayers, and I'm going to, you know, I just think it's great that, you know, we can celebrate Easter and Passover in the same week, and we can all serve a mighty God, right? So, and you're
everybody, we serve it in different ways in our different faith communities, but one of the most important things spiritually about the Passover Seder is that there's a religious dictum that says that every generation we have to feel as if we've left Egypt, as if we've left mm-hmm. in slavery. And there was a great rabbi books and legal writings he still studies today, Moses Maimonides, who was also a great physician. And he said, he changed a little bit of the Hebrew on that. And he said, it's not that in every generation you have to feel as if you left Egypt, but you have to demonstrate. And therefore, you have to even act it out at the Seder. You walk around the table, you do different things, you get people into the mood, and it becomes a moment to recall all the slaveries that the Jewish people went through, not only in Egypt, but mm-hmm. through the Inquisition, through the Holocaust. It's very interesting because during the Holocaust, the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising began on the first night of Passover. Hmm. And this year, they're having a Seder on the site of the original Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, have a Seder there. That's what that means, that every generation we have to remember. And then, of course, we connect it to today, and in terms of humanity, of just people also who are enslaved, and what our Jewish faith and tradition teaches us to help not only the Jewish community, but those that also need our assistance.
Yes. Well, this is a great book, and I'm looking forward to reading it, and I'm thankful that you took the time before your flight to China to come on WGCH in Greenwich, Connecticut. And
People can try to get it on Amazon, although mm-hmm. I've been told it's sold out. It's a bestseller, not to brag, but that's all due to
Hey,
me.
You can brag.
I told them it was bestseller. Yay, us.
Right.
Well, because you know why it's a bestseller. You're promoting God. He's a great, you know.
We've got a great product.
Exactly.
So, all right. Well, everyone should have a happy holiday.
Yes.
A happy Easter.
And have a nice trip.
All right. Thank you. And a decent taste off.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Okay. Happy, happy.
Bye-bye.
And that was
Adina Berkowitz.
Adina Berkowitz. Rabbinate.
Yep.
Rabbinate?
Yep.
Okay.
Rabbinate.
And the Jewish Journey Haggadah, and I'm really excited that she took the time to do that. And, you know, right now the book is sold out, but I'm sure you can get it on Kindle, right? You can just go download it.
Kindle, maybe Audible we'll start with and whatnot. So
yes.
Go
click your good. Amazon so that you can learn how to make some of these fabulous recipes, right?
Absolutely. Our matzo brittle, our Not Your Mother's Matzo Balls, my chicken rondelets, like all sorts of good
stuff
in there. What else?
You've got a lot more, right? You have 11.
I have 11, yes. A really fun thing I do for when you come to my house is you have nameplates on matzah written in chocolate.
Oh, wow.
And I do three different kinds of chocolate. So everyone goes around and eats it from everyone else's because the service could tend to be long. So here you have a little chocolate. Just as much as the kids can have it, the adults have it. So it's an extra special treat.
And chocolate's good for you. I just heard that this morning on the way in.
Chocolate is always good.
It is.
It's good
it
for
helps
everyone.
Us. So this is a user-friendly, family-friendly Haggadah, and it's a perfect for those of any background, featuring Hebrew text together with an easy-to-read translation and transliteration. So this is exciting, and I'm looking
Very
forward
exciting.
To having people go out and buy it. And let's now that you're still here, we're going to talk about this. Cupcake Wars. What is that? I'm just curious.
I do the most fantastic, I have to say, fun birthday parties.
You do?
I do. I bring everything to your house for mm-hmm. the birthday party, the flour, the sugar, everything. The kids make cupcakes, they make frosting, mm-hmm. they decorate, and then they do a cute competition to see, you know, best birthday girl cupcake. They could do flowers and sports
so cool.
and whatever. It's fantastic. I do chop style ones, similar to like how it is on TV, mm-hmm. that they get a basket, three things that go together, three baskets of food, three things that go together, one that doesn't, and they have to make it into an appetizer, dinner, side dish, and a dessert. So there's different rounds for each one of those.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's
My daughter
so
will be all over that. It could just be a regular party, too. It doesn't have to be a birthday. It
doesn't
just
have
be
to
a
be a birthday. Or you could do it for adults, because adults can do all these, mm-hmm. and they're very fun. You know, you could do it for any
yeah.
kind of special event. You do it for 75th birthday party or 70 or just you getting people together.
Yeah.
Just instead of going out to dinner one night.
There's always a reason to have a cupcake, right?
Isn't there? A cupcake, a chop style, a chocolate making party. You could do any of those. So that's
so
good.
I just wanted to thank you, Amy Rosen, cooking coach, and go out now and buy the book, The Jewish Journey Haggadah. And
do they want to do
anything? And cooking coach, you can call Amy, you can Google Amy, or you can call GCH and ask about Amy.
Beautiful.
And they'll get you to me and we'll talk about it. And you've been listening to Amy Rosen on the Healthy Hillary Show on 1490 WGCH.
The station you grew up with, 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
Mueller report release. Attorney General William Barr will give Congress a redacted copy of Mueller's Russia report at 11 a.m. From this morning's news conference, there was this.
As you will see, the special counsel's report states that his, quote, investigation did not establish.